Where did that come from? Allah gave you this incredible thing called the intellect so you can fry it playing video games? That's why He gave it to you? So you can watch one episode after the other? What, this is why you were given, you know, what's the difference between you and people who have no purpose in their life? You know, Allah complains about them and says, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا. Did you assume that we've created you without a purpose? Pointless life? That you just got time to kill? You don't have time. And on top of that, the Muslims, subhanAllah. That in and of itself is an indication there's no fear. Entertainment, I don't think is wrong. I personally don't think it's wrong. It's okay. Entertain yourself, but know some limits, guys. You know what happens for some people? They put that face out for so long, they even forget who they really are. You become so used to presenting your outside, this version of yourself to the outside world, you don't even know what it means to look in the mirror anymore. You see someone who's not really there. We're not able to be honest with ourselves. I think it's therapeutic to talk to yourself and to be able to say to yourself, here are my shortcomings. Here is what is wrong with me. I tend to have an anger problem. I rush into things. I start things and I don't finish them. I don't give enough attention to one thing. I'm involved in too many things. I have short attention span. I am rude because when somebody's talking to me, I just start talking to somebody else. Or I can't seem to put my phone down. Or I have this addiction online that I can't get rid of. Or I have these friends, when they do the wrong thing, I don't say anything. I become a coward, I don't say anything. When is the last time we actually sat down and said, here is what I would like to change about my life? We're so worried about the world's problems, like we don't have any. What is a surprise then? Then when the dua is being made, when the Quran is being recited, you and I are having a hard time finding a tear to come out of the eye. Because the genuine fear is no longer there. That thought is not running, recurring in our minds. And so when the Quran presents a picture of fire, presents a picture of torture and punishment, it's like, it's bad. It's not, can't be that bad. We're just overstimulated. There's nothing that affects us anymore. These words don't have an impact on us. And that's a very deep spiritual problem. How much harder than that rock does a heart have to be that it hears the word of Allah and nothing happens? How much harder? That Allah has to complain in the Quran. What is going on? How come these words aren't having their impact? But just from a linguistic point of view, taqwa essentially is a fear or actions taken out of fear, precaution, protecting yourself. It comes from wiqaya, which literally means protection. So when you lock the house as you leave, that's taqwa. If you're going on a road trip and you left a couple of lights on purpose, and you set the alarm, or you told the neighbor, or you left the keys with a friend, or whatever, all of that's taqwa. In other words, you took proper precaution to not get yourself into trouble. Taqwa is before the fact. Taqwa is before the fact. In other words, you don't want to get yourself into trouble. You don't want to, you know, get a ticket, so you slow down before the red light comes. That's taqwa. In other words, it's a genuinely healthy, logical attitude for someone who knows there's trouble out there. That's what Allah Azza wa Jal wants from us. Just become awake, aware, conscious people. So Allah says, إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. When Allah is mentioned, when Allah is remembered, their hearts start trembling out of fear over what they have already done. In other words, standing in salat, reciting Quran, khushu'. And wajal, wajal meaning your heart starts getting overwhelmed. Man, Allah Azza wa Jal says, just said, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. They stay away from useless conversation. I just finished one. Oh. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ. They're constantly trying to cleanse themselves. I just finished watching some filth. Oh, strike two. And actually, even if the religion talks about fear, the first thing we do is complain about it. Like, why is the Quran? This girl came up to me, told me, why does the Quran talk about hell? And this happened, of all places in Boston it happened. She came up to me and she said, you know, I used to be a Muslim and I left. And I said, okay, let's talk after the program. And she told me, I left Islam because I was reading Surah Al-Rahman. And I was like, okay, well that's cool. Surah Al-Rahman, the extremely merciful, the unimaginably merciful. She goes, yeah, if God describes Himself as so unimaginably merciful, why is it that in the middle of this surah, people are being dragged into hell by their heads being grabbed? Why are they being burned? Why is there boiling water being poured onto them? يَطُوفُ عَلَيْهِ you know, يَطُوفُ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَ حَمِيمٍ آن يَطُوفُونَ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَ حَمِيمٍ آن They're going to be going back and forth between boiling water and torture. What kind of mercy is this? I don't understand. Oh, I'm sorry. I'll place a different order for another surah for you. You know? Because you're not comfortable with the idea. Who's talking to who here? Master is talking to slave. This is not a book that you need to review on Amazon.com that you say, I like most of it, but this hellfire stuff was a little... I give it 2 stars for that. Because you're in a position to judge what is good and what isn't good. You know? And you don't like to feel scared. You know, and she said, I just couldn't believe that God would create a hell. So I don't like fear. I don't like it to the point where if a religion makes me feel it even a little bit, then that religion makes me uncomfortable. Wow. Be aware of your environment. Know that this thing is going to land you into trouble. I remind you something about taqwa that I want to share with you. Allah Azza wa Jal did not tell us or tell Adam alayhi salam, don't eat from the tree. لا تأكلا من هذه الشجرة. Don't eat from the tree. He didn't say that. فقال لا تقربا هذه الشجرة. Don't go near the tree. Now, the next part of the ayah is لا تقربا هذه الشجرة فتكون من الظالمين. Don't eat from the tree. Don't go near the tree rather. You'll become from the wrongdoers. But there's a step in between. Don't go near the tree. If you do go near the tree, as a result, you'll get tempted by the fruit. Then you will eat the fruit. Then a whole bunch of... And then eventually you'll be counted among the wrongdoers. There's a whole process. But as far as Allah is concerned and His knowledge of human nature is concerned, because He knows what He created, He says, once you're within the gravitational force, you get close enough, you will get sucked in. So there, if Adam alayhi salam was told that, you, my brother, cannot say, nah, B, I can handle myself. I got this. It's not haram, is it? It's just like almost haram. You should know something about this surah. This incredibly graphic description of hell that is supposed to scare you. And right at the end of it, يَقُولُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ Whoever got afraid of standing in front of his master gets 2 gardens. In other words, I scared you to qualify you for Jannah. The entire point of scaring you was so you can go to Jannah. Even Allah scaring us is a mercy. Allah says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّةً Whoever was afraid of standing in front of their master, in other words, they could tell this is coming. They weren't delusional to the fact that it's not coming. This idea, you will not have fear until you realize there's a state of emergency, there's trouble coming. And that's the other huge problem, especially the youth have. I got time, bro. I got time to kill. That's why I got Angry Bird. And I got like Temple Run on my phone so I could just, because I got time, I got just sitting around. You know, you don't have time. Who told you you have time? Now these unusual, weird things have become normal for us. Stuff blowing up. People on fire, you guys are playing video games where the headshot is the best shot to take, you know? I got like 5 headshots in a row, bro, slow motion. Play that in slow motion. Oh, snap, that's good. You know, should I turn the blood off or on? Nope, turn it on, bro, turn it on. Turn the blood on, you know? You're not disturbed by that. But there has to be a time when you sit and recite Quran, and the only reason you're doing it is because you need therapy. That's the only reason you're doing it. And when that happens, you will experience khushu'. And when you get mature in that, then that is supposed to happen inside salat. That's when it's supposed to happen. But if you have to build up to that point, it should even happen outside. You just sit and recite Quran and let Allah Azza wa Jal overwhelm you with His words because they are overwhelming. Just like, you know, if you have a bad diet, you have some very serious physical issues. You have a drain in energy. When you're not eating healthy food, you start being tired over very little work. You can't, and slowly your body starts deteriorating and you're prone to some very serious diseases. Spiritual stagnation is just like that. If you're not taking in a healthy spiritual diet and you're not resisting junk food, junk intake, you know, spiritual poison, if you're not avoiding that, then you're going to have these consequences. And one of its biggest consequences is, at least the one that I see, you know, and I struggle with it myself, and I see it in the youth especially, there's no more fear. intellect. So Allah says, إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. When Allah is mentioned, when Allah is remembered, their hearts start trembling out of fear over what they have already done. In other words, standing in salat, reciting Quran, khushu' and wajal. Wajal meaning your heart starts getting overwhelmed. Man, Allah Azza wa Jal says, just said, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. They stay away from useless conversation. I just finished one. Oh. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ. They're constantly trying to cleanse themselves. I just finished watching some filth. Oh, strike two.